thank you for bearing with us for being a little late. I'm usually very punctual. I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2691. And I have Carol York, Roger Shuck, and Bill Fashing from Hood River. Would you like to all come up? I assumed you all wanted to come together. Good afternoon. While they're getting started, I might tell the committee I've handed out the Dash 4 amendments to you so you can see that. And because they're here from Hood River today, I thought they might like the opportunity to tell us about what this bill will do for them. Good afternoon. For the record, state your name.
Madam Chair, my name is Roger Shuck. I'm chair of the Hood River County Commission. I have with me Commissioner Carol York, who's also a member of that commission, and Bill Fashing, our economic development coordinator. Just want to thank you very much, one, for offering this bill. It means a great deal to us in Hood River County, and I have to assume that rural counties, especially all over the state, will reap benefits from the passage of this bill. We have several mill sites in our community, and right now they're non-functioning mill sites. Short definition of that is we've lost a lot of jobs and a lot of revenue to the county. We have an opportunity to develop one of them to a very exciting facility that's going to bring somewhere between 100 and 200 jobs to our community. I know you're aware of that, Representative Smith, but just for the other members of the board, they're dancing in the streets in Hood River. And the passage of this bill with its amendments will help to make that dream a reality. I'd like to offer the microphone to Commissioner York, offer a few words, and Bill Fashing will give you the nitty-gritty stuff.
Thank you very much.
Chair Smith, thank you very much for having us come down here to your committee today. Chair Shock said everything that I would say, and I might add for the information of everyone else. Hood River County, although we look good and smell good, if you scratch beneath the surface, we're broke. Not the county per se, but the people in our county. We have the second lowest average wage in the state, and we're very often in the top three in unemployment. So to many counties, 100 jobs doesn't seem like very much. To us, it's huge. And this bill is critical, and the timeliness of this could not be better, and I look forward to it moving along fairly quickly in both sides of the floor here. Thank you.
Bill Fashing, I don't have anything to add to that today. I'm just here in case there's any questions.
Okay. Does the committee have any questions? None. You must have done it, covered it all. Thank you so much for coming. We look forward to moving this along in a timely fashion.
Thank you very much.
Is there anybody else here who wants to testify on House Bill 2691? No? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2691. We have had a change in the agenda, so we're not going to hear House Bill 2298 or 2722. We're going to move on to Senate Bill 170. I'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 170. Kim? Do I need to amend it?
You can just open the public hearing on 171 as well.
I'll open the public hearing also on Senate Bill 171, and we'll do them together. Thank you. Kim?
Thank you, Representative Smith. Senate Bill 170 specifies that video lottery games must not be played by any persons under 21 years of age and that a prize will not be paid to anyone under 21 years of age. It also adds that knowingly permitting a person under 21 to operate a video lottery game terminal is a basis for terminating the retailer's lottery contract with the Oregon Lottery. Senate Bill 171 clarifies that only manual lottery drawings require the presence of an inspection, presence of an auditor, and that they be open to the public.
Thank you very much. We have Brenda Rocklin here from the Oregon Lottery to testify. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Brenda Rocklin, the director of the Oregon Lottery. Let me start with Senate Bill 170. That bill, as has been explained simply makes it clear that no one under the age of 21 years can play video lottery or claim a video lottery prize. Under current Oregon law, the statutes do not expressly set forth an age limit as to video lottery games. Instead, what the statute provides is that video lottery terminals must be placed in an age-controlled area posted by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. And the issue that Senate Bill 170 seeks to address is the fact that under certain OLCC rules, certain underage individuals may in fact lawfully be present in age-controlled areas. And an example of that is a spouse who is 21 or older lawfully may have an underage spouse in an age control area posted by the Liquor Control Commission. And Senate Bill 170 would make it clear that even if an underage person is in fact lawfully in one of those age controlled areas, they cannot lawfully play a video lottery game. And as has been explained, this bill would also provide that retailers who knowingly allow underage players to play video lottery could have their contracts with the Oregon Lottery terminated. That is already a provision in our retailer contracts. I'd urge your support of Senate Bill 170 and happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? I don't see any. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, then let me turn my attention to Senate Bill 171. This is another lottery bill that essentially is a second housekeeping bill. It's meant to update existing law to take into account certain technological changes that have occurred over the years. At the time the statute was enacted to discuss the requirements for drawings, the Oregon Lottery used manual drawings to conduct its games. And members of the committee may be familiar with the air-driven machines where the ping-pong balls with numbers were put into the air. And at the time of the statutory requirements dealing with those type of provisions, that made sense. More recently, though, the lottery conducts most of its lottery games using technology by the name of a random number generator, and that's in fact how most of our games are conducted. So the purpose of Senate Bill 170 is to simply make it clear that those statutory requirements that, for example, require an independent auditor to be present would apply only to manual drawings and not to the use of random number generators. So it's simply a change to make clear that under existing technology, those statutory requirements would not need to be present. And again, urge your support and happy to answer any questions.
Representative March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is obviously not in this section, but the I'm interested in the random number generator piece of it, and whether or not that algorithm is audited to ensure that every number has an equal chance of being randomly generated.
Madam Chair, Representative March, I'm not sure I can give you a precise answer to that question. I would tell you that the random number generator is under the control of the Oregon State Police. It's in a locked room that's monitored constantly by the Oregon State Police and, in fact, has the security procedures in place that convince us that that's a secure way to conduct the games.
Let me follow up. It's in a secure place, but who certified the, I mean, when you do these things by computer algorithm, I don't know if you've run some of these, if you use a random number generator in a spreadsheet, for example, and I've conducted audits using those, sometimes it seemed like certain numbers wouldn't come up, and usually it had to do with one end of the scale or the other end of the scale. Who has certified that program that creates those random numbers as being certified that all numbers would be have an equal chance of coming up?
Madam Chair, Representative March, I'm not sure I can answer that question for you today. I'd be happy to get back to you with that information.
That'd be great. Because I know it's not in this bill, but it's just something of interest.
I wouldn't have thought of that question. That's great. Any other questions? Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, are we still doing any of these manual things? Do we still have the manual in any games?
Madam Chair, Representative Berger, we do, in fact, have those requirements when we do second chance drawings. So that there are situations when we're actually going to do manual drawings.
Okay.
And that's a requirement. That's why we're not simply asking that there be a wholesale change to the statute.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
I guess that's it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who wants to testify on Senate Bill 170 or 171? Being none, I'll close the public hearings on Senate Bill 170 and 171. And seeing no further business in front of the committee, we are adjourned. Okay.